Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first annual undergraduate writing symposium here at Vanderbilt. My name is Jennifer Holt, and I'm the director of the Writing Studio. And before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to introduce you to three of my colleagues whose devotion to students is responsible for making the Writing Studio a thriving university-wide service and for making programs like this celebration of undergraduate writing possible. So let me introduce, and I'll ask them perhaps to stand for a moment, please, and I'll invite also your applause for them. My colleagues, Amanda Minna, our office administrator, and Catherine Fusco. Catherine Fusco, assistant director of the Writing Studio, and Gary Yeager, assistant director of the Writing Studio. It's my honor to work with each of them, and every day they bring intelligence, enthusiasm, and deep dedication to the work that we do together. For the past 2 years, we've experimented with the idea for this event by inviting first-year students to present papers from their writing seminar courses. This year, we are thrilled to have several first-year students gather alongside upper-class students from across the university to read and discuss course papers that were first deemed exceptional by their faculty instructors and then judged by a separate committee of students and faculty to be worthy of presentation this afternoon. The students presenting papers today represent a variety of intellectual interests, from biology to human and organizational development, from theater to sociology, music, history, and philosophy. Today also marks the launch of our online forum, where for the next 2 weeks, guests can read and comment on all of the papers that were nominated for the symposium. Given that the Writing Studio and its programs continue to reach and attract students across the entire university, I consider it my distinct pleasure to introduce to you the Chief Representative of University-Wide Academic Pursuits, Provost and Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs, Richard McCarty. Provost McCarty's responsibility for academic flourishing at Vanderbilt follows on the heels of his 8-year tenure as Dean of our College of Arts and Science, and before that as Professor and Chair of the Department of Psychology at the University of Virginia and Executive Director for Science at the American Psychological Association in Washington, D.C. Provost McCarty's foresight and creativity as a campus leader here led him, as Dean of the College of Arts and Science, to establish a writing studio back in 2005. His persistent generosity as provost continues to make possible expansions in the scope and quality of the student resource, even during difficult economic times. Please join me in welcoming, as well as thanking, Provost McCarty for his commitment to undergraduate education here.
Thanks very much, Jen. I feel a very strong connection to the Writing Studio. If I look out my office windows, I actually look into the Writing Studio. And I do that quite a bit during the day, because it sort of connects me to the things that should be most important as I go through my day. I'm also known to go to Rand frequently for lunch. I will confess that my favorite is King Ranch Chicken at Chef James. In order to get to Rand, I have to walk past the Writing Studio. And what I enjoy doing so much is looking in to see students working with consultants. And I can't think of a day that I haven't seen that tight interaction going on for the benefit of our students and faculty. So I participate vicariously in the very important work of the Writing Studio, and I think many of you who have been here for a while know that we would not have a Writing Studio were it not for Kate Daniels, who was Associate Dean of Arts and Science when the Writing Studio was founded. I'm very proud of this organization, because they provide a range of support services to our faculty and our students. One-on-one consultations, dinner and a draft, which has been a relatively new addition to their repertoire, special events with visiting writers, special symposia, and a range of other activities. Obviously, one of the newest additions to this portfolio is today's writing symposium. The papers that you'll hear today and that some of you will present cover a wide range, as Jen said. I characterize the range in a slightly different way. I want to throw in telomeres, so if you'll allow me, from gender issues to music history to telomeres. Each of the papers presented today was reviewed and selected for inclusion in this program, so it was a rigorously peer-reviewed submission process. And though there is a range covered, the papers were all carefully crafted, and the arguments were presented in clear and cogent fashion. Now, one could, I think, make the argument on this incredibly beautiful day with all of us sequestered here, the argument that writing isn't so important anymore. We live in an age of texting. Some of you may be doing that as I speak. Facebook postings, let's put it on the wall. YouTube and these constant ticker tapes that roll by on cable news channels. I think, though, that all of you are a testament to the weak argument that would be presented. I submit that strong writing skills have never been more important than they are now, and writing is certainly privileged in the undergraduate curriculum at this university. Indeed, it's difficult to gain admission to Vanderbilt without an impressive set of essays that accompany the common application. I think the cynics among us would say, or people who assist in preparing those essays. But given the talent that is so evident once our students arrive, I think it's a great testament to the admissions office that they are able to select a range of talented students based on the insights they gain from these beautifully crafted essays. Now, if we are committed to improving our writing skills, and I use the inclusive description because we're all seeking to do that, we require some measure of inspiration, effort, and as all of you will experience today and over the coming weeks, an openness to criticism. For no one improves his or her writing without a willingness to subject that writing to criticism. And a clever turn of phrase, I think, can still have a big impact if it appears in a legal brief. I work for someone who's a trained lawyer. I hear about legal briefs all the time. A newspaper editorial, an essay in a collection of writings, a memorandum to shareholders, or even an email to a loved one. So today, we're taking a special moment in a very busy academic semester to applaud those of you who are participants today in this symposium for your talent and your achievement. And I think we all owe a great debt of gratitude to Jen and her colleagues for reminding us of the special place that writing holds at Vanderbilt and for designing this very special way of setting aside time to recognize what you have achieved. And later this afternoon, Dean of Commons Frank Weislow will applaud you at the very end of the afternoon, and I think maybe even toast you at a reception. So thank you all for working with your faculty members who assisted you in making your paper better and who nominated you today. This is a horribly busy time of the semester. We're just getting ready for the stretch run, and I hope this is a time when you can be refreshed and stimulated by the reception of your own work and by hearing the work of others. So Have a wonderful afternoon, and Jen, thank you for doing this. Thank you.